my father's no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's responsible for other people. Like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Oh. Who's being naive, Kay?
No way to be naive about the best movie talk on the radio. It's right here on The Movie Show with yours truly, Joel Gibbs. On the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, coast to coast, every weekend. Glad to have all of you here. We're going to go to line one, talk to movie maniac Randy, calling from Texarkana, Texas. Hey, Randy.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Do you love The Godfather?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, it was so well done, the quality of it and the acting, and I love Marlon Brando, and it was just it was a great, great movie.
You know who Ernest Borgnine is?
Absolutely.
Can you see Ernest Borgnine playing Vito Corleone?
I can't see anybody but Marlon Brando playing that part.
Absolutely, yeah. Ernest Borgnine was once going to play that role, and finally better thinking and better heads prevailed. What's the one scene in all the movies that you never get enough of, Rand?
Well, the one that impressed me the most is when they... when they rolled in Sonny after he was killed,
mm-hmm.
and Marlon Brando, they uncovered Sonny, and he said, "Look what they've done to my boy.
Look how they massacred my boy."
That's exactly right.
Randy, I almost made you cry. I wanted to use all your powers and all your skills, Randy, to watch The Godfather 100 more times. Can you do that?
Absolutely. I will.
Now, we have asked a few of our callers their opinion of Godfather 3. We know 1 and 2 are absolute masterpieces. Have you watched 3 often?
Some, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
Well, it wasn't my favorite. 1 is my favorite, but... Mm-hmm. 3 was fine. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Do you remember how old you were when you saw the first Godfather movie?
Well, I guess I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I saw it on the big screen and in a little downtown theater in East Texas, and it just made a real impression on me.
So you knew right then and there you were seeing something very, very special.
Absolutely.
Is it your, like, number one movie of all time?
It probably would be up there in my top 5.
Okay, in the top 5. Okay, well, as long as it's in the top 5, we won't hang up on you. But I tell you what, Randy, we're being benevolent to a lot of people here, and I like your style, so I want you to hold on. We're going to send you that Blockbuster DVD rental coupon, too, okay?
Fantastic.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to The Movie Show. Stay right there. You hold on. Jeff Malta, the big shot from the GodfatherTrilogy.com is our guest here for these past couple hours. I was just wondering, real quick, about the book, The Godfather Returns. You know, they had this big nationwide search for the author to pick up the mantle from Mario Puzo. Have you read the book yet?
I am about halfway through.
All right, now I've had you know the we get all these perks, you know, with business, as you do too. They sent me a few copies of the book, and I just looked at it yesterday. I haven't touched it yet. I haven't read it because I'm afraid to. I'm afraid to read it because I want there to be a Godfather 4. If the book and the idea is good, which leads to my next question. Do you want there to be another Godfather movie?
I don't think I would necessarily want The Godfather Returns to be the fourth movie.
Okay.
But according to Puzo and Coppola, they really thought out a perfect, or at least Puzo thought, there's a perfect wrap-up Godfather 4 idea that he had.
Which is different from, you mean, the idea that Mark Weingartner wrote in Godfather Returns, really.
Right.
Now, as I understand it, because I'm just afraid to read the book in case it becomes the movie. I don't want to read the book before I see the movie.
Right.
You know.
I don't think it'll be the movie. Don't worry.
Okay. I shouldn't worry. Well, you know more. You're more connected in that world than I am. As I understand it, that the new book that came out in November essentially picks up in those years between the end of Godfather 1 and where we see the story at the end of the 50s. It's basically the decade largely of the 50s and maybe even past it into the 60s. Is that right?
It hops around a little bit and basically tries to fill in the gaps between the first two movies.
I also understand that obviously prior to the death of Fredo, it concentrates a little bit more on his character and what he was up to in the mid to late 50s. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, but now you're about halfway through the book.
Yeah, and also goes into, from what I hear, Michael when he's younger, too. When he's, I guess, banging cocktail waitresses.
Oh, you mean Fredo. You mean Fredo when he's
when Michael was going out with cheerleaders.
Right, when you were going out with chumps, making my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders. Right. So even halfway through the book, you're not so sure that this is the fodder for a fourth film.
It's interesting. I just don't think it's... I mean, I've seen the reviews, and it's really not sparking any huge flames and fires. And
now, before Mario Puzo's death, you had befriended him to some degree. You guys had a bit of a relationship, and I know you've continued that on with the people in his family and his estate. Did Mr. Puzo ever kind of give you an inkling? Not that I would ask you to reveal it, as to what that idea that he had with Coppola might be for a fourth film.
He actually talks about it on one of the documentaries. I can't remember right now what it is.
Yeah, so there is a little bit of a sneak peek on that.
Something.
I can't recall.
He doesn't talk about the exact story, but he talks about timeline.
But before we take a break, I'll just ask you this quick question. If there's a Godfather 4, do you want to see it if anybody but Coppola is directing it and is in charge of it?
I wouldn't be very thrilled.
I wouldn't be thrilled either. You and I are in the same wavelength. I imagine most Godfather freaks out there are just the same as us. Yes, it's a Godfather freakathon here on the Movie Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. I'm Joel Gibbs. You guys stay right there. We'll be coming up in just a moment with the Movie Show Minute. And, you know, we're going to wrap things up. We'll tell you more about all of the different websites and message boards that Jeff Malta, my guest, is associated with, how you can subscribe to his email group. I mean, it's just, if you're fascinated and totally passionate and obsessed with The Godfather as I am, you want to get yourself hooked up with it. And again, the website is thegodfathertrilogy.com. Are you going to finish the rest of that book, Jeff? Are you going to go for the other half because you went this far?
I'm working on it.
Oh, listen to that.
Slowly but surely.
Jeff Malta, one of the world's experts, is having a little trouble.
It's finding the time, mostly, of course.
Read it. Okay, well, if you've got an idea for what The Godfather 4 could be or should be like, you can email that to me at joel@movietalkradio.com. Joel@movietalkradio.com. This is the Movie Show because I am Joel Gibbs on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. More Godfather talk right after these words.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
Can't do it, Sally.